Major Bachshan. So today is our last learning physically together. But Amir Tashem, whether you're going to Eretz Yisrael or going to 11th grade, we'll continue learning, whether it be from New York, Israel, Florida, whatever it is. So a doctor once came to Rav Zorbstein and asked him the following question. He said, I love Torah so much. He said, is it mutter for me in the morning, before I go to davening, is it mutter for me to be able to learn Torah? Or maybe because if I get up very early in the morning, I won't be able to focus when I'm being a doctor the rest of the day. Is that mutter for me or not? So Rav Zorbstein answers him the following. He says, the Rambam brings down the Hilchos Chiros, Perik Gimel, Halacha Vav. Writes like this. Ein hapol rashai lasos malacha balayla lahaskir atzma bayom. A person is not allowed to do work at night, right, and then take benefit from that from the day. V'lo yura v'lo yisagiv atzma. Shahari machlish kochel shelo yuchel lasos malacha baal bayis bekoach. Why? He says a person is not allowed to do work at night if it's going to take away from your koach in the day. Meaning, if you know that the next morning you're going to have this guy doctor, you're going to have two or three surgeries, and you're up all night learning, and you're learning into the wee hours like a Rav Yashiv, the Rambam says the Mamish also should be able to do that, because you're getting paid to do a specific job. Muzer Pol Shelo Yivatel, and you have to make sure that you put in all your efforts where you're getting paid from. And he brings down by the pasuk by Yaakov, by Lavan, right? What does it say? He tells Leah and Rachel that before they bounced from Lavan's house, I served your father with all my koach for 14 years. So that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says if it takes away from a person's avoda, we wouldn't be able to do it. So this is what he says here. It says that the Rav, the Pachad Yitzchak, I'm not sure if this is Rav Yitzchak Hutner, maybe this is another Pachad Yitzchak. He says that this Rav used to mechaber a lot of svarim, and every single morning, what did he do? Every single morning, before he went to David, that's when he studied Hilchos Refuos. That's when he gave Eitzah to people who wanted Eitzah medicine. But the rest of the day he was learning. So this guy is a doctor the rest of the day, but he wants to learn in the morning. But he says a great story. That this Pachad Yitzchak, what would he do? He'd wake up in the wee hours in the morning, so Davki would be able to learn Torah the rest of the day. And what happened? As soon as Krizvan Kriya Shema came in davening, he davened, and the rest of the day he was able to learn Torah. And then they found out that the Rambam used to do the same thing. If you're looking into the letters from the Rambam used to do that the whole night. He would study Hilchos Refuos, and everyone would come ask him his medical questions. Rambam was a huge doctor, but the rest of the day he's mamash learning the rest of the day. So this is what he says. Rav Zorbstein concludes. He says the doctor loves Torah so much. You have to look within yourself. What are you able to handle? If you need six or seven hours, but you also love the Torah, you have to make sure you have to go to sleep a little earlier. Go to sleep a little earlier, so you will be able to learn Torah in the morning. However, if it's going to prevent you from being the doctor, the good doctor you are the rest of the day, make sure you do the you have no hetzer to be able to wake up in the morning, right? But listen to what he says. Look at the lashon. Look at the lashon that he says here. He says, there's some people that if you love Torah so much, it'll get you be able to give you the koch to be able to go through the rest of the day. The learning that you do in the morning and the involvement you have in the Torah, no salam simcha l'chol ayom. It gives you the simcha the rest of the day. It gives you the simcha the rest of the day. So it's not a heter. Oh, stay up the whole night and to learn Torah, so you'll take the simcha throughout the whole day. You'll be able to be a doctor. No, it says, but if you love the Torah so much, you're going to go to sleep a little earlier, and you'll make sure you'll do the proper achanos to be able to make sure you'll be able to be an appropriate and a successful doctor. But if God forbid, chas v'shalom, it's going to take away from your doctor abilities to be able to help other people medically, then you should definitely find other times to be able to learn Torah. At the end of the day, how does this apply to us? It's like going now into the summer. Going to the summer, as Rabbi Leibowitz said, what do we want our Olam Hazah to be? Is our Olam Hazah going to be filled with duggies and sports and this and that? Don't get me wrong, I love duggies in camp, it's kishmak. But at the end of the day, is there going to be a day that we go out without learning Torah, without learning Mishnayos, without learning a little Gemara, a little Halacha, a little Machshava, a little Chassidus, whatever it is? You have to make sure that we show Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like this doctor Mamish, even ask a Shaila to be able to say how much he loves Torah, how much he wants to be able to learn Torah. That shows that someone's perspective. And I think for us, you know, we don't have the biggest crowd here every morning, but at the end of the day, where people see that every single morning that you guys came, and you guys came every single morning, that showed. And you could be having a half hour, 45 minute breakfast, or the day of finals, You're not studying for the last minute final. That shows the avos, the Torah that you guys have. That shows the love that you have for the Rabbanu Shem. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, it's my tefillah to the Rabbanu Shem that we should continue to grow together, for not physically together, but metaphysically or spiritually together in all our Torah, learning the Torah of our Rabbi, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita. Shemizoch HaMetz Hashem to be with him, and we will be able to learn Torah with him in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem, and Siyat Hashemaya, wherever you are in the summer, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, or whether you're in Guilford, or whether you're in the middle of nowhere in New York, whatever it is, we hold on to the Torah, Mitz Hashem. And Be'ez Hashem, the more we show Kodesh Baruch Hu, we love the Torah, the more he'll share us with tremendous bracha and shefa. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach Rav.